Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 24th edition. Hope you guys had a fun Wednesday, full day of action. Morning slate went really well. I nailed the pitching on the evening. The bats, not so much. So we take on a Thursday. There's a four-game early slate and a five-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk about the five-game main slate here. But watch the weather. Chances of rain in Baltimore. Chances of rain in Pittsburgh. Could be less than five games when all things are said and done. Again, you can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, BDentrick. If you have any questions, hit me up there or in the Gaining the Edge Discord. I'll help you out there as well. All right, the totals we have three totals so far out of the five. Rangers, Twins, 8. A's, White Sox, 9.5. Reds, D-backs, 9. So you got a few to play with there. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. Pablo Lopez is 10-6 at home against the Texas Rangers. Pablo Lopez has been outstanding of late, absolutely outstanding of late. Now he goes up against the Texas Rangers. Lopez has gotten over 23 points in five straight starts, six innings or more in each start, three total runs over those five starts, total, not in each start, total. He has seven or more Ks in four out of five or more in all five. He's been absolutely lethal. Pittsburgh, at Philly, at Detroit, at St. Louis, Seattle. It's not world beaters, but a couple good teams out there. He's facing a Texas team. We know it's a great team, but a 24% K rate, 254 average, 184 ISO versus righties on this small slate. If you want to be a little contrarian, which you're going to want to do on a small slate, Pablo Lopez is interesting at $10,600. Now, when you get a little cheaper on the slate, a lot of people go to Justin Steele at 98. That's fine. I'm looking to be different on a five-game slate. Let's go Merrill Kelly, $9,100 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Kelly was not good in his last start against San Diego, was great in Coors, not good against Dodgers, great in Minnesota, takes on a Reds team coming off a doubleheader on Wednesday, getting the flight out of L.A. into Arizona, short flight, nothing crazy there. But still, a Cincinnati team who is striking out over 28% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 238 with a 189 ISO. So Merrill Kelly is a nice tournament look at $9,100 on this slate. Kyle Gibson, if you're feeling frisky, he's always got that massive boomer bust potential. We talk about it every time he's on, every time he's on the mound. Very, very dicey. There's no questioning that. Andrew Heaney, same thing. I think he's got a bigger ceiling than Gibson, but definitely another guy that you can make an argument for to be quite interesting. The fun ones, if you want to save some money. Ken Waldichuk, $5,300 at the Chicago White Sox. Waldichuk's gone at least five innings in three straight starts, two earned runs or less in all three starts, seven or more Ks in two out of three starts. He's $5,300. He's been outstanding, and he gets to face a White Sox team striking out over 28% of the time with a 241 average and a 120 ISO versus lefties over the last month. So I love Waldichuk on this one. And then Jesse Schulten's 5K, got shelled in Colorado his last time out, has been pitching pretty well prior to that and gets the Oakland Athletics. So Schulten's is in play as well. But Waldichuk at 53 is outstanding. He should be chalky and for very good reasons. So the way I'm attacking pitching on this five-game slate, Pablo Lopez, Ken Waldichuk, let's dance. That's where I'm going. There's arguments for Justin Steele. I think you'll see a lot of Justin Steele, Ken Waldichuk lineups. That's where the Pablo Lopez part comes into play. Merrill Kelly is a nice pivot if you don't want to pay it for Lopez, but you don't want to pay for Steele. Kelly at 91, $700 cheaper than Steele, $1,500 cheaper than Pablo Lopez is fine. I mentioned Gibson and Heaney are kind of your wild cards, but I just want Waldichuk at 53. Let's give me some Kenny Waldichuk at 53. Pair him up with Pablo Lopez or one of the other guys you like. Let's dance. Let's have some fun.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain, and they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let's talk about bats on this five-game evening slate here. Catcher's position for you. Mitch Garver is $3,800 versus Lopez if you are fading him. Jonah Heim at 37. But Danny Jansen at 36 versus Gibson is interesting. If you're not using Heaney, I like Ryan Jeffers at 35 quite a bit. That's a good spot for him. But Oakland, if you're not using Schultens, is a really, really good stack, and they're very, very affordable. Langeliers has hit a couple bombs in his last few games. He's $3,200 for Schultens. So he's one I would be circling. Yan Gomes versus Jackson of Pittsburgh at 31 should be a bullpen game in Pittsburgh, which makes the Cubs very, very viable as well. And then other than that, like maybe Miguel Amaya, if he's catching for Chicago, he's $2,800. He'd be another one to look at also. First base on this slate, Bellinger at 64 is great. Christian Walker versus the lefty Williamson of Cincinnati, Brandon Williamson at 52. Love that for Christian Walker. Having a monster year, loves to face a lefty. Great spot there. You have Alvarito at 51 versus Gibson. I like Walker a little more in that matchup. Going down cheaper, though, into the 3K range, Brandon Belt's 36 versus Gibson. I can get on board with that for sure. Going down even cheaper now, Andrew Vaughn versus Waldichuk. If you're not even using Waldichuk, we do love Vaughn versus a lefty. So Vaughn at 33 is one to look at. Ryan Noda is back for the A's. He's 3K versus Schultens. So he's another one you can look at if you want some savings at the position. Second base for you, Semien at 61 is always intriguing. Again, Pablo Lopez. Nico Horner at 59, like that. Mike McClain at 58 is fine. But Zach Geloff is up to 57 and worth every penny. So we're on board there. Switch hitting Ketel Marte at 53 versus Heaney. Polanco at 48 versus Heaney. Marte's versus Williamson, I mean. So you don't have to go all the way up. I like the Geloff Marte area right there. If you want to save a little bit of money, if you want to save even more, you go down to the likes of, if you think Gibson's going to suck, Schneider's $4,300. He's a nice cheaper option, I should say, because there's not much value at second base on this five-gamer. Third base for you on this five-game main slate, Gunnar Henderson at 52. He's heating up in a big, big way. He's third base shortstop eligible. You got Morels up here, which is crazy for how inconsistent he's been. But give me Heimer Candelario at 47. Give Brian Hayes versus Steele at 45. I like Candelario a lot. I love Royce Lewis at $4,000. Still far too cheap. He went deep on Wednesday. Dude just hits and hits and hits and hits. He's been too cheap since he returned from the IL. 4K is too cheap, especially against Andrew Heaney. So, like, Candyman at 47, Lewis at 4K are two really good looks without having to go all the way to the top. Other than that, though, if Longoria is in the Arizona lineup and you are stacking Arizona, we do like him versus lefty Williamson at $3,300, but only in a stack. Noelvi Marte led off in game two with a double dip on Wednesday. He's $2,800 versus Merrill Kelly if he's in the lineup as well. Shortstop for you here, Corey Seager's 66. Elly De La Cruz had a monster first game of the doubleheader. He's 62. Yeah, Bichette, he's back. But Dansby Swanson at 53 in your Cubs stacks. Love that. Gunnar Henderson's 52. It kind of makes it tough to pay up, and you have Swanson and Henderson right there. And if you want to go a little cheaper, though, Elvis Andrus at 31 versus Waldichuk. I'm cool with that. Paul DeJong, he's on the Giants now, so that's wrong, DK. But yeah, not too much. It's a 5-game slate, so it's going to be slim pickings for the most part. Outfield, you got Bellinger at 64, which is awesome. Lubov versus Waldichuk at 56 is great if you're not using Waldichuk. Going down below 5K, though, you got Springer, you got Mullins in their match, respective matchups. TJ Friedl versus Merrill Kelly at 46. Does have a little upside if you're going to fade Merrill Kelly. But Lourdes Gurriel at 42 versus Williamson, we like that. Rooker at 41 versus Schultens, another good one. Talkman at 4K versus Jackson. You're going to sense a theme on what I'm looking to do on this slate. I don't mind Kepler versus a lefty at 36 versus Heaney because he'll come in super low owned. So he's another way to go on this slate. Low threes now. Dalton Marshall's been heating up. He's 33 versus Gibson. He's a little bit of a value on this slate. And then below 3K, I don't think you're going to be down here very much. But if you do, there'll be maybe Palacios of Pittsburgh at 24, Butler of Oakland at 23. Don't really love it down here. Let's put it that way. Recapping your pitching, Pablo Lopez to be contrarian because Justin Steele should be very popular. I like the Lopez contrarian angle. Maybe some Merrill Kelly if you want to go the other way and save some money off of Steele. Gibson and Heaney are always your wild cards in the middle, every slate they pitch on. But Lopez, Kelly, and give me all of the Ken Waldichuk. So if I'm making one lineup, it's Lopez, it's Waldichuk. That means we have some fun places for bats on this slate. Chicago, Cubs are one of my favorite stacks on this slate. Like Oakland a ton. And I like Arizona as well. Oakland, Arizona, Chicago Cubs, my favorite three stacks. And you can sprinkle in some other value as well. But that'll do it, folks. Quickie, 5 games on a Thursday. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview a full Friday of action as usual. But until then, I'm on Twitter at BDIntrick. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits for Thursday, August 24th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.